under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday the 13th, September 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have some housekeeping to do, some text messages from earlier. Tom Curtis, Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing over on Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey, talking about the mandatory buyback program, Kamala Harris confiscation of firearms. So they're going to use the money to buy back our firearms, which is our money, taxpayer dollars. So they're going to pay me with my own money. How is it they're going to buy back something that was never theirs? This is flat out, this comes to us from Officer Rick, complete confiscation. How about we buy back the weapons that our elected officials have? We'll buy them for pennies on the dollar, just like they're offering us. Christine Gray talking about Medicare. Kamala Harris wants to get rid of private health insurance, put everybody on universal health care. My Medicare supplement will not approve an MRI spine lumbar for pain in my back. They claim that my general practitioner has not done enough. What is she supposed to do? Without the MRI, how does she know what I need? Call to the insurance company was like talking to a business. Dave Ajima, he has severe back problems from being a fighter pilot, a jet fighter pilot, subjecting his body to G-forces all these years, those years ago, serving our country. I'm on Medicare and it stinks. They're denying me pain clinic procedures. His healthcare situation is completely screwed up. He's a veteran, so he should be having benefits from the VA, TRICARE, whatever the military's insurance is. He's a senior, so now he's on Medicare. Plus, he's a retired airline pilot and has health insurance from that. He can't get his pain procedures covered and taken care of from not one, not two, but three different sources of insurance. It is screwed up. Donald Trump talked about it on the debate. Obamacare needs to be fixed. But it is what it is. We've got so many issues that we're having to deal with. People need to understand that this is important. Randy over Standard Plumbing and Heating in the Ottaway area. What about buying back all the guns they left in Afghanistan? The pullout of Afghanistan, $85 billion in military equipment, now in control of the Taliban, thanks to Biden-Harris. These are facts, people. You need to educate. Text me PAGS, and I'll send you the video and the sign. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, getting to a few more of your text messages. Again, what about us buying back our weapons from Afghanistan? Yeah, that's not going to happen. $85 billion left in Afghanistan of military equipment. that is now in control of the Taliban being used against us. There's other issues that we have to look at as well. Got another text message here. Says, what happens? What happens if Kamala Harris is able to win this election and her policies and values and exactly what she stands for gets implemented, then what possible counter do we have to it? The answer is none. Two things that are going to happen immediately. They are going to move, if they get control of the House and the Senate, because of her winning the presidency, the possibility of them taking over the majority of the House of Representatives in Congress and winning a solid majority in the U.S. Senate, two things are going to happen immediately. They're going to make Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. states. They are going to grant statehood to Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. That is going to give them absolutely guaranteed four Democrat U.S. senators. As soon as that move is pulled off, implemented, they will control the U.S. Senate with a majority, a supermajority. The next step, they will eliminate the filibuster in the Senate. You, as a Republican, conservative U.S. senator, will not be able to simply say, I filibuster this bill. You will not be allowed to filibuster in the U.S. Senate. As a result, they will start ramming through their bucket list. They want to expand the number of justices on the United States Supreme Court. The nine that we currently have and have had on the Supreme Court almost forever, they will expand it to a much larger number of Supreme Court justices. They will pack the Supreme Court. When they pack the Supreme Court, with Kamala Harris being the one to appoint the new justices to sit on the Supreme Court, whether they expand it to 13. I've even heard rumors that they feel it needs to go to 17. Basically double the number of Supreme Court justices we have now. Why? Because the Supreme Court has evolved to be the final say as to what goes on in our country. Anything, any opinion, ruling the Supreme Court comes out with, well, that's it. That's the law of the land. No, it's not. But that's how we have evolved in this country. So they want to stack the United States Supreme Court. She wants to confiscate firearms from private citizens, eliminate private health care. She absolutely wants to do this. You have to understand, this is a process, folks, that has been in play for decades. The communist, socialist, progressives that are in Washington, D.C. are totally behind this effort. One thing you have to understand, this is a process that we, the people, need to expose in the next 53 days. 7 weeks from this coming Tuesday is 49 days before Election Day. There's only one problem. Early absentee ballots are going out basically in 10 days. We don't have 7 weeks from Tuesday. We have 10 days from today before the absentee ballots start going out. You need to talk to people and find out if they're voting absentee. If they are, you need to send them the PAGS video. You need them to think about this intellectually. Because if they don't, if for any reason they don't get educated, they could end up buying into this false narrative, the lies that they are exposing and putting out there. So that's the cleanup of the text messages that you guys have sent in to us. We're going to reach out to one of our sponsors right now, see if we can get him into the show here. We're going to try to add Tim Roberts from PatriotsRelief.com into the show. We tried him earlier and he was unavailable. Let's see if we can make this work now. Tim, are you there? Yeah, I see him available, but for some reason I'm not hearing him. So let's see if we can continue with this connection. If not, we'll continue on with the show. Just got another text message. Please send me the PAGS video. I have a bunch of friends that said they may not even bother to vote this year because they don't like either one of the candidates. That is not an option. Just because they don't like Trump, just because they don't like Harris, does not mean that they can sit this one out. You have to understand something, people. Sitting this election out is not an option. This is all hands on deck. You have got to talk to everybody, ask them point blank, do you plan on voting November 5th general election? Well, you know, I have voted in the past, but nah, I don't think so. Not good enough. Joe and Wolverine, Randy, if she eliminates private health care, does all the elected officials then have to be forced onto Medicare? Yes, it's basically what she's saying. Absolutely. They are absolutely going to be on Medicare. Why? Because they are going to do whatever they have to do to ban private health insurance companies, eliminate their policies, universal health care for everybody. Everybody. You have to understand, here is the thing. These weapons that they left in Afghanistan, now we're being told that the Taliban are selling those on the world market, mostly to the drug cartels. The drug cartels. The people we're fighting in Mexico that are smuggling drugs and illegal immigrants into our country, they're the ones getting our own military weapons from the Taliban. Great job, Biden, Harris. Even during the debate, the pullout was talked about. Trump said it was the worst military function in the history of our country. Her answer, Harris's answer, was four presidents talked about pulling out of Afghanistan and Joe Biden did it. Forget about how he did it. Forget about what weaponry was left behind. He accomplished it. Unbelievable. And the other problem, the biggest problem, is Iran. When Trump voided the Obama-Biden deal, voided it, negated it, stopped the money going to Iran, Biden reinstated it. As soon as he did, now they had all this money, they went out and got the weapons. They're the ones funding Hamas, Hezbollah, right now against Israel. Iran's behind it, using our money to do it. I mean, this is just unbelievable, folks. You cannot make this stuff up. So, the process. What do? Get the information out there. Get the information out there. Because one thing you have to understand, this is a process. And if we don't get the information out there, we potentially lose the election and all of these policies go into effect. It's that simple. And the thing of it is, we have the information available to share with people. like Pastor Chatfield says, we can do this at a grassroots level. With our technology that we have right in our hands, called the cell phone, you have the ability to get a text message from me of a video and a sign, a little meme of a sign that you can forward to the contacts in your phone. Ask them to share the information as well. Because if you don't, well, then you're leaving it up to the media, the mainstream media. You're leaving it up to these TV commercials, which are bald-faced lies being told, perpetrated on the American people. And when people look at the facts, again, this video, folks, is only 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. When you look at the facts, when you look at the actual facts and think about these numbers, forget about all these actual statements that she's made. Forget about all that. I'm talking about the actual facts. Then you can think about it intellectually, not emotionally. And then when you see the TV ads, you'll say, wait a minute. I'm not buying what she's selling. Between inflation, the economy, the price of gasoline, the price of electricity. I cannot believe how much the price of electricity has gone up. Absolutely amazing. So we need to absolutely get this information out there. It's up to you and I to do it. We have got to share the information. Got another text message here. People who don't like Trump have to remember, God doesn't use perfect people. Read the Bible. Only God is perfect. Exactly. Exactly. Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan School Board. Sitting out today means you will be forced not to sit out tomorrow. Constitutional rights. It is your constitutional right to choose what is important. One of the things that we're looking at is two groups of people that I think we really need to focus on. People at church and the gun guys, the hunters, the sportsmen. If they don't understand mandatory buyback, gun confiscation, you need to explain it to them. Trump, fully endorsed by the NRA, A-plus rating, probably one of the most pro-Second Amendment presidents in our history. You have got to absolutely get this information out there, people. Because one of the things that we're looking at, if they sit this election out like they normally do, some of them not even register to vote, many of them don't even bother to vote, don't complain about your guns disappearing. It's that simple.